Happy new month! Yeah, guys, it's December already. Last week on the podcast, we talked about what you should do and what you should not do this festive period. And oh my god, it's December already. I'm super excited about it, and I'm super sure that you are also excited about it. Like, it's the last month of 2020. 2020 was like 2020A, 2020B. 2020, see, like that was how we had 2020, and now we're in the last 8 months. I'm super excited about it. Like, we thank God for bringing each and every one of us this far. It's been a journey, and we're glad that we made it this far. Congratulations! Tell your neighbor, congrats. Okay, we're not in church, that one. So, guys, welcome to Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. And last week on the episode on the podcast, we talked about what you should do and what you should not do this festive period. If you've not listened to it, please go back to listen to it, and I'll be expecting your feedback. Today on the podcast, I titled this particular episode Alpha Na. Please, Alpha. I don't know, I just had to say please, because guys, a lot of things are just flying around. Like, if you know what I mean, you should understand what I'm trying to say. Like, a lot of proposals are just flying left and right. Like, people are catching it up, some people are catching it down, and I'm just here like, you people are fine now, just choose more now, at least leave some for us. Because right now, what I know is that the people that are single, we want single in this Nigeria, what am I saying, in the world itself, we're just five, and I'm number one. I don't know who the other four people are, but me, I am number one, because the amount of proposals I've seen in like the last 2 weeks, it's like the day they want to do the wedding, say if they are going to do the wedding in the church, they are going to be like 10 that will line up. Where? They will call everyone by, you, which wedding did you come for? Wedding number 4? I mean, okay, they've joined them. Go and meet them at the reception. I don't know, but then you guys get the gist now. There are a lot of proposals that have actually been flying around. I think COVID actually affected this proposal thing, because people were... I'm sure people are, I'm not them, Moabi, they are not me or something, but I'm just guessing that a lot of people actually had plans, but the plans could not actually happen because of COVID-19. So now that COVID-19 is still in existence but has been shifted to a side, everybody's like, okay, this is like the opportunity, let me just get this done, what do you got comes tomorrow? Let me just propose to this babe. So I feel that's why like we have like an outburst of proposals right now. But it's actually super amazing that a lot of people are actually making decisions towards marriage, and they are doing it with people that actually matter, people that they would love to spend the rest of their lives with. Like, it's sweet. Oh my god, it's really, really it's really, really sweet. So I'd like to encourage single brethren like me that please, this is not actually the time for you to actually feel pressurized. This is not time for you to feel sad. This is not time for you to feel less of yourself, but this is time for you to actually feel happy for everyone around you, because this life, it's a burst or something. Like, it's a circle, it keeps going around, like, and at the end of the day, it's actually going to come around and it's going to get to you. So you don't have to feel, oh, is it just them, and oh no, don't feel that way. Honestly, I know it can be like that, but don't feel that way. Feel happy for them, because it's going to be your turn. This life, now turn by turn. As a, are you feeling me? It's turn by turn. So it's going to get to you at a particular point. It might not be your turn now, but at the end of the day, it's actually going to it's going to get to you. So don't use thinking to finish yourself. Please, I beg you, don't use thinking to finish yourself. We're all running at different paces on this race. So it's your turn. Tomorrow it could be yours. Next tomorrow it could be yours, and all that's how it goes. And I'm also going to say to those that are engaged, congratulations! Yay! I'm super excited for you guys. It's actually very sweet to watch proposals. Like, you see someone, you just go, I'm actually doing if you don't understand what I'm doing, like, you just go, you're just super excited for them. Like, it's actually really amazing. I don't know every one of you, but I know some people share that they propose to, and the people that I know, I'm just happy for them. Like, oh, this is so sweet. Oh, congratulations. I know, so I'm saying congratulations to everybody that's listening to me, and they probably put a ring on your hand already. Hey, even like a put a ring on it. I don't know that song very well, but I know there's a put a ring on it part on it. And also to the men out there that are single, this podcast is for you. What are you waiting for? I'm just joking, actually. But then, if you're out there and you're the shy person, you're still single, but you're shy, come on, guys. You need to summon courage. shoot your shot. And when I say shoot your shot, I'm not even talking to the guys alone. I'm talking to the ladies also. Ladies, to learn how to shoot your shot. Worse, it is no, they will tell you. Me that I'm giving advice. It's not like I know how to shoot shots. But then I'm just saying it. If you have the boldness enough to shoot your shot, why not? Worse, they'll tell you no. And what? We move. That's what happens when they tell you no. You move to the next candidate. Oh my god, I just said you move to the desk and they're like, no, then they pick them up for floor. But then it's actually nice if you can shoot your shot. Who knows, you might be lucky. Quite a number of people, you see their proposals and all, and they're like, this was how I started. The person probably had to shoot their shots in their DM or in their mentions, and things just happen to them. And if you have friends, see, a lot of people actually do hookups and it actually works for fine for them. Do what works for you. But majorly, I'll say back to the single person that is listening to this, do not pressurize yourself. Okay guys, it's actually a very short one on the episode today, but I just had to address that trending issue. So thank you guys for listening. If you have anything to say, please do not forget to send me a message. You can message me KIG with Damola on Instagram. You can send me a WhatsApp message 081-836-15175. Thank you and God bless you. See you next week on the podcast. Bye. Thank you.